Audio 274. 1. More and more people are becoming overweight nowadays. What do you think might be the causes of this? I think the major cause is the fact that people are not eating healthily as much as they used to. Quite often, they just order online and have food sent to them, or maybe just go out and eat at a restaurant. The other large contributing factor is that people are generally doing less exercise and therefore are not dropping the pounds as they should. 2. Some people don't like using cell phones very much. Can you suggest why? Well, to be honest, I'm one of them. The main reason I don't like using my phone is that a lot of people believe that because I've got one, they can contact me at any time of the day or night, 7 days a week. Needless to say, I disagree with them. I hate receiving, for example, WeChat messages at stupid o'clock at night because it is invading my own personal time. 3. Why do some people learn fast while others are slow? I think the simple answer to this is intelligence. Some people are just smarter than others and have the ability to learn at a greater pace. Most highly intelligent people I know are fast learners no matter what the subject or material. 4. Why there are strong demands for language skills? Well, the world is becoming a smaller place these days. With technologies that allow people to communicate across borders easily, the need to be able to translate from one language to another has expanded enormously. Therefore, there is a large requirement for people that can express themselves in multiple languages, or even one to a very high level. 5. Why are more and more countries developing their tourist industries? Well, I think it's because there are many more people with the ability to and desire to travel the world. In a lot of developing countries, an easy way of boosting their economy is to provide infrastructure and services for tourists. It can have a very positive effect of a poor country that may have some beautiful natural features that people would very much like to see and visit. 6. Why do companies send people gifts for free? In my opinion, it's part of their customer service. The value add of giving a small gift for free can be extensive. For example, my friend bought an expensive coat a couple of years ago, and the company always sends her little gifts to make sure my friend still remembers the company. The gifts are things like mooncakes during the Mid-Autumn Festival, or a discount coupon in a red pocket at New Year's. It cost the company very little, and last month my friend went back there and bought another new coat, so it obviously works. 7. Why do some people choose to make friends on the internet? I think there are a few reasons for this. Firstly, I think there are a lot of people that are just shy and have difficulty socializing in the normal context. They find the protection of computer anonymity to be useful, if not essential. Secondly, it is very easy on the internet to connect with people. It can be done through games or apps like Facebook, Twitter, and WeChat. These allow people to connect with a huge number of others that might have similar interests or simply just a desire to chat. 8. Some people are crazy shoppers and never save money. Why would they do this? I think it really depends on how much money you have. If you've got more money than God, you're not really going to worry about saving a few pennies, or even a few pounds, on a pair of shoes or a new smartphone. Some other people are just more concerned about being first when buying something. Like what happened with the iPhone 10 earlier this week. People were queuing outside shops all over the world just to be one of the first people to own this new technology. So the price really doesn't matter. 9. Why do some people choose to be vegetarians? As far as I know, it's because people believe that vegetables are much healthier for us than meat, and that meat is generally unnecessary. Other people believe that we shouldn't eat animals because it is wrong. Some of them even go as far as not eating eggs or drinking milk. Personally, I'm a big fan of a ribeye steak and I'm happy to have vegetables with it, but not as a replacement.